Another Cheeky Friday haiku by Busan. I'm going to read it for you at least twice. Overripe sushi, the master is full of regret. Overripe sushi, the master is full of regret. Overripe sushi. The master is full of regret. Can you smell the overripe, rotting fish? Can you feel the sense of disappointment that the sushi master is feeling? Because I do. I know I feel those feelings. I've never made sushi. Fun fact, fun Friday fact, I actually don't care for sushi at all. I think sushi is wildly overrated. I've tried a bunch of different kinds. Usually I'll stick to veggie rolls, but like sushi doesn't do it for me. I don't get it. And so, you know, I feel for the master, but also that's what you get, I guess. I don't know. That seems really rude. Am I being rude right now? Maybe I'm being rude right now. Anyway, this haiku utterly delights me because I know that I've been there with my own overripe sushi and being filled with regret of, oh, I've let this wait for too long. Oh, damn. Missed that opportunity. This is spoiled. This isn't good anymore. Can't use that. Yeah, I really hope I didn't spoil this haiku for today with my rambling and embarrassment of admitting to the world that I don't like sushi and that I think it's overrated. Please don't judge me for that, even though I'm already judging myself for that. I don't need a pile on of judgment. I do that really well. Yeah, so reeling it back in here. No pun intended. I haven't had my tea yet. I should probably go do that. So that's what I'm going to go do. But before I sign off, I hope that none of you are affected by the worldwide IT outage caused by Microsoft. If you are, if it's given you the day off and you're in the GTA, like, what a blessing. It's probably the most perfect day of the year in terms of temperature, clouds, breeze, the rest of it. If you can take today off, play hooky, take today off, go outside, maybe tell a little white lie that your systems are affected. No, I'm not advocating for lying, but I'm a little bit advocating for lying, especially if it's for the betterment of your mental health and well-being. Nothing's as urgent as we think it is, unless you're a surgeon or curing cancer or doing something that is that urgent. But, you know, busyness, right? We were talking about busyness and contemplation. And if perfect weather on a Friday isn't enough for you to step away from busyness and to get outside, I don't know. I'm sorry. And I wish that you could have that time. Holy cow, Court, this is just so scrambled. Rambling, shambling thoughts indeed. Okay, if you haven't checked out CEKR.FM, please give it a check out. I should be registering with podcast services next week. Scary times. And with that, SPF, it's like really high. You know that. Put on your SPF. Drink your water. I'm speaking way too fast. Be kind to yourselves. Unlike me, I'm not being kind to myself. I need to practice what I preach. Be kind to each other. I know you're all excelling at doing that. That's not sarcasm. Sometimes it's hard to tell with my tone, but I'm not being sarcastic. Thank you for letting me into your ear holes for yet another week, especially when they're like this. If you've made it this far, thank you. I love you all so much. And take good care, okay? Take good care of yourselves. I will talk to you next week. Hopefully less whatever this is. Okay, bye.